Okay, we're on.
Okay, good morning to all. Good to see you, Nachum. By the way, we always appreciate interaction in the shiur, but especially so now. I find that these Zoom shiurim are a very, 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 very big strain on my voice, because there's less interaction, so I'm just speaking for an hour non-stop. So if anybody has anything good to say, even a good joke, good vartaya, or question, I'd love to hear them.
That's the mute point.
A mute point. Okay, we'll start with that. We're in the middle of learning Simon Reish Lamed Gimel in the Mishnah Brura. So what we saw so far was Shulchan Aruch told us that there's the opinion of Rabbanan. You can daven mincha until the end of the day. There's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you can daven mincha only until plag. Of course, the other side of the coin is that according to Rabbanan, you can only daven ma'ariv therefore after nightfall. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven mincha, you can daven ma'ariv after plag ha-mincha. So in other words, each one of the two opinions, both Rabbanon and Rabbi Yehuda, each one has a kula and a chumma. The Shulchan Aruch quite clearly told us, this is quoting the Gemara, the ovad kamar ovad, the ovad kamar ovad. Whatever you do is okay. And the very final halacha that we saw last time on Thursday was, the Shulchan Aruch said that you have to pick one opinion. What does that mean, you have to pick one opinion? So let's have a look again at the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotan Vov. La'olam kachad, you have to forever choose one opinion. Pirish, shaloi yinhoig, one should not be accustomed, pam kach upam kach, on occasion like this and on occasion differently. Mishum dahava tarati desastri. Those are the final words on the page. Mishum dahava tarati, two things, desastri, which contradict each other. But here came the critical words. Afilu lemochar, even tomorrow, and this was a tremendous, tremendous chiddush, which you see in the Mishnah Brura just before those words. Afilu, he's got a little note, Yud Aleph, at the bottom of the page, and the Shaar HaTzion, he says Yud Aleph, Mem Aleph, which is the Mogen Avraham. So the Mogen Avraham is telling us that this principle of Tarati Disaster is not only on the same day, but even from day to day, as the Mishnah Brura himself continues, Umikol Shekain Shelo Yispalel B'Yoyim Echot. Obviously, even more so, one should not daven on the very same day, Mincha Achar Plag Karabono. One cannot daven mincha following the plague, after the plague, which would be in line with the Rabbanon's opinion. And then on the very same day, va'arvis koidem tzeisakoychovim. You can't do that. If you're going to daven mincha after plague, then that's your prerogative. You want to go with the Rabbanon's opinion, that's fine. But then you have to wait to daven ma'ariv until after tzeisakoychovim. So the Mishnah Brura is quite clearly telling us a tremendous chumrah, very, very important halacha, that you have to pick your halacha once and for all, and you can never, therefore, have a tarati disaster. Now, obviously, when he says, afilu lemochar, tomorrow, it doesn't only mean tomorrow, it means at any other time. So if Sunday you decide to daven mincha after the plague, you can't on Wednesday, daven ma'ariv, before Tzeisakri Chavim. That is a tarta desastri, even though it's not on the same day. Now, look back in the Shulchan Aruch on the top couple of lines. Shulchan Aruch spelled this out. On the very, very top line, he says, Sheheim Moisa Karabonon, if you're going to do like the Rabbonon, i.e., Omispalal Mincha Ad Halaylo, you're going to choose to be able to daven Mincha all the way up to nightfall, that's fine. But then Shuv, after that, Einoi Yochoil Lehispalel Arvis, you can't also daven Mariv Miplag HaMincha Olamayla. You can't be a Mariv, an early Mariv person. Ve'im Oysa K'Rab Yehuda. And if you choose to go with the earlier time of Rabbi Yehuda, which is also fine, U'Mispalel Arvis Miplag HaMincha Olamayla, you're an early Mariv davener, that's okay, but then you can't be a late Mincha davener. Sarich Lizoher, you therefore have to be careful. Shelo yispalel mincha ba'isay shah. What does that mean? You can't daven mincha ba'isay shah. So when would you have to daven mincha? Says the Mishnah Berurah. And Sivkotan Zayin. Elo koidem plag davka. Therefore, if you're going to daven mariv early, that's fine. But then you have to make sure that you daven mincha early as well, which means before plag.
Rav, may I ask a question vis-a-vis bringing in early Shabbos?
Oh, I was waiting for somebody to ask that.
And now that we're by ourselves at home and have to decide all these times, it becomes a lot more relevant.
Right. So here we have the big question, which I was waiting for somebody to ask. So most of us, I would say, essentially go with the opinion of Rabbonon, which means we're all very happy to daven mincha up to the last minute until shkia, which is our prerogative. But then it would surely mean that we can never daven mariv immediately after plag, but rather we'd have to wait to tzeisak yichovim, which is what we do on a regular day. But we don't do that on Friday night. So what happened to Friday night? Does Shabbos have different rules with regard to making early Shabbos? So that's halacha that we're going to have to learn together, Mitzvah Hashem, when we finish this. Now, if you remember, first time round, we saw two different customs being described between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch, if you look back in the Shulchan Aruch on the third line, says, Va'achshav shenoagu, and now that the custom is, and as we mentioned last time, the Shulchan Aruch is describing Eretz Yisrael. V'achshav shenoagu lehispalel tfilas mincha ad halaylo. In Eretz Yisrael, people are more than happy to daven mincha all the way up to nightfall, because as we mentioned last time, here in Eretz Yisrael, it never really gets all that late. Therefore, there's no major necessity to daven an early mariv. Okay, says the Shulchan Aruch, therefore, Ein lehispalel tfilas arvis koidem shkia sachamu. So you can't daven mariv before shkia. In other words, if you want to daven late mincha, you cannot daven early mariv. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan, Ches, and Tes. Now that we daven mincha ad halayla, what does that mean, ad halayla? Rot Soloima, obviously the kavon of the Shulchan Aruch is ad bein hashmoshes, which is sofik laila. In other words, even though the Shulchan Aruch calls it laila, but obviously we know we don't daven mariv after bein hashmoshes. So it means until bein hashmoshes, which is sofik laila, says the Mishnah Berurah, you've got to test, then you've got to make sure that you don't daven mariv before the shkia. Rot Soloima, what does that mean, the Shkia? Seif Shkia. Shehu Lada Samachaber Besimen Reish Samach Aleph Zman Muat Koidem Sei Sakichov. There is a whole discussion which we're not going to get involved in now. When is the Shkia? Are there two Shkias? Either way, the Shkia that we're referring to over here is just a few moments, about less than quarter of an hour before Sei Sakichov. Va'af al gav de gam oz ein lehispalel ad tzeisak lichovim mamish. Even though at that time that you're not allowing me to daven, you're telling me don't daven Maariv before Shkia. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch has told us the minig in Eretz Yisrael is to daven late Mincha. And if the minig is to daven late Mincha, then you can't daven early Maariv. So what does that mean, you can't daven early Maariv? You can't daven Maariv before the Shkia. One moment, says the Mishnah Berurah. But once you get to the Shkia, then I can daven Maariv? Absolutely not. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling me. What? Ba'afal gav, the gam oz. Even then, when I have eventually arrived at the Shkia, ein lehispalel. I still can't daven. Ad, say sakri chavim. Mamish. What does that mean, say sakri chavim mamish? Until nightfall? Definitely. Demikoidem lachain. Have a rak, sofik laila. Everybody knows that the period from Shkia to Tzeisak Yechovim, which is known as Bein Hashmashos, is that grey area, which we call Bein Hashmashos. It's a Sofik Laila. Ukadele Kamon, B'Simon Reish Lamed Hei. If you look in Simon Reish Lamed Hei, maybe we'll learn that too, then you'll see that the Zman for Maariv is at Tzeisak Yechovim. So if that's the case, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you don't mind, I'd like to query the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch that we just read. Look again at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that if you daven late Mincha, don't daven Maariv koidem Shkia. Now, wouldn't we all agree that's a little bit lav dafka? It doesn't mean don't daven Maariv before Shkia. Rather, it means don't daven Maariv until say sakrichovim. So why was the Shulchan Aruch not accurate? That's what the Mishnah Berurah is asking. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says Shkia, but to be perfectly honest, we're not allowing somebody to daven Maariv at Shkia either, says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion. Four words. Bahai Purta. Purta means a bit. Bahai Purta. In this little bit, loy dok. The Shulchan Aruch was not 100% accurate. In other words, you're quite right. Technically speaking, what the Shulchan Aruch really meant and perhaps should have said is, you cannot daven Maariv until Seis Akichovim. Even though the Shulchan Aruch called it Shkia, okay, it's only a small amount, therefore the Shulchan Aruch didn't get involved in the intricacies over here, because technically speaking, we're not really learning in this siman the halachas of Maariv. Okay. Now, says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, let's go back into the Shulchan Aruch. He's just now told us that a minig in Eretz Yisrael is to daven late Mincha. What does that mean, late Mincha? Up to Shkia Sachamo. Which means you cannot daven Maariv before Shkia, or to be perfectly accurate, before Tzeisak Yechovim. But the Shulchan Aruch did say, remember, this was the big chiddush of the Shulchan Aruch, that even though lechatchila you cannot do a tarati desasri, and therefore if our general minig is to daven late mincha, we cannot daven early Maariv. That is all true lechatchila. But b'di'eved, in the event that you did do an early Maariv, says the Mishnah Berurah, you are yoitza. Now, a very big question that we would have to ask is, you're giving me over here a tremendous heter, an enormous leniency, at least b'di'eved, if you davened early Maariv, you're okay. One second, but that's a tarati desasri, because I normally daven late Mincha. Here in Eretz Yisrael, we are Rabbonon people. Okay, but b'di'eved, it's okay. Does that allow me, b'di'eved, to do a tarati desasri even on the same day? The Shulchan Aruch is talking about the general time for davening. The general time for davening here in Eretz Yisrael is that we are all late Mincha daveners. Okay, Therefore also late Mariv daveners. Okay, I accept that. B'di'evad, if you daven Mariv early, b'di'evad, that's okay. Is that even referring to if on that very same day you davened late Mincha and then went and davened early Mariv? Would the Shulchan Aruch even give me a Tarti de Sasri, at least b'di'evad, on the very same day? That's something we need to examine. But either way, look at the Mishnah Brura. Yud. Ulamalo yotso. If you davened plag from Mariv from Plaga Mincha and upwards, then you would be okay. Says the Mishnah Brura, very important halacha. Avol koidem plag afilu b'di'evet loy yotso. I can never ever allow you under any circumstances to daven Mariv before Plaga Mincha. And even if you did do so, even if it's b'di'evet, you are not Yoitza Ula El Misboer, says the Mishnah Brura. If you look above, there is a discussion, the Yesh Deis. There are various opinions, the Poiskim, Amos, when exactly, who Plaga Mincha. There is a discussion. Says the Mishnah Brura, I do not want to launch into the whole thing again. Therefore, one can at least rely on the lenient opinion. Shaloi lachzor v'lehispalel, not to have to repeat one's davening. Af im hispalel sho'o v'revia koidem shkias achamo. If you davened, sho'o v'revia. Sho'o v'revia means an hour and a quarter. Remember the hour and a quarter, cheshbon, 4:45. So if you davened from 4:45 onwards, you'd be okay. But not before. Not before. So if you daven mincha prior to 4:45, that is an opinion that I cannot give you, says the Mishnah Brura.
Mariv before.
What did I say, mincha?
Yes.
I meant Mariv. So if you daven Mariv b'di'evet from Plaga Mincha, that's okay. Not prior to Plaga Mincha. When exactly is Plaga Mincha? Says the Mishnah Brura, it's a discussion. For purposes of our discussion, we're going to go with an hour and a quarter. Says the Mishnah Brura, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch said in the very last line, U'b'shas hadchak, yochay lehispalel tfilas arvis b'plaga mincha olamalo. Which is really a continuation of what the Shulchan Aruch just said. The Shulchan Aruch just said that b'di'eved, if ever you daven Mariv after the plug, that's okay. A shas hadchak, meaning extenuating circumstances, always has the status of a di'eved. In which case, even l'chatchila, you can go and do so. So, for example, if somebody is feeling very unwell, if for whatever reason you know that you will not be able to daven Mariv at a later time, so you're not in an ordinary circumstance, you're in extenuating circumstances, that's called a shas hadchak, would allow you to daven Mariv after the Plaga Mincha. Says the Mishnah Brura Yud Aleph, Rot Saloima, what does that mean? Da'af im darkoi tomid. Even if his way regularly is lehispalel mincha achar plag, even though he normally davens mincha after a plag, which is the general custom here in Eretz Yisrael, that we go with the Rabbonon, mikol mokoim, nonetheless, yochoy lehispalel tfilas arvis gam kein bizmanazeh. I will still allow you in a shas hadchak to daven Mariv at that time. What does it mean at that time? In other words, after Plaga Mincha. But now, Moirav Raboisai, listen to these words of the Mishnah Brura. Umikol Mokoim, nonetheless, even though I allow you, under extenuating circumstances, to do what we call a Tarti Disasri, but Ein Lahokel Bozeh, you may not be lenient in this, rak, only if, im al koponim ba'oisai ha'yoim, if on that day, hispalel mincha koidem plag. So this resolves the shaila that we asked. I'll allow you to do a teret de sastra, but not on the same day. So if you know that you will not be able to daven Maariv after Seisakri Chovim, and you phone up your local rabbi, may I daven today as a one-off Maariv after the plug? The Rav will have to tell you, yes, but if you daven Mincha at least today before plug. As the Mishnah Berurah continues.
Question. When does... If you're going to daven with a minion or without a minion, factor into...
The Mishnah Berurah will speak about it. Let's keep going. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Avol im ba'oisoi hayoim gufo. Underline the word gufo. Meaning, if on that very same day, hispalel mincha achaplag, if on that very same day you've davened mincha after the plag, then I'm very sorry. Shuv osur loy lespalel arvis koidem alaylo. Then you will not be allowed to daven Maariv before nightfall. Why? Here come the key words. Da havatarti de sasri ba'oisoi yoim gufo. Because that will be a contradiction on the very same day. And I'm sorry, says the Mishnah Berurah, there's a limit to how much I can be lenient. I'm prepared to give you a Tarata de Sastri, at least on a Shas Adchak, over the course of two different days, but not over the same day. Not on the same day. So if you know in advance that, I don't know, you have to catch a flight, or you have to Chas V'Shalom have an operation, or whatever it may be, and you're not going to be able to daven Maariv after nightfall, and you want to therefore daven Maariv early, the Mishnah Berurah and the Shulchan Aruch are telling us that's fine, because it's a Shas Adchak. But then you have to be makbid, at least on that day, to daven Mincha before plug. Because I cannot give you a Tarati Disasri on the same day. That is never acceptable. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues with a phenomenal chiddush. The kol zeh im mispalel biyichidi. Everything we've discussed is talking about somebody who is davening biyichidus, which is, at the moment, what many people are doing. If you're davening biyechidus, which means you're not relying on a minion, therefore you are your own boss. So if you're your own boss, that's when the Mishnah Berurah says, I cannot, under any circumstances whatsoever, allow you to do a Tarati de Sastri on the same day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, however, Avol Tzibur. What happens if you have a whole Tzibur, Shehispalalu Mincha? They've davened Mincha. What does that mean, Mincha? In other words, after the plug. They've davened Mincha after plug. U'kasheyelchu lebeisom. And if they all now go home, Toirach lekabtzom shenis. What does that mean? It will be a tircha. It will be a very, very big balagan to now go and be mekabetz them, to go and reconvene them, shenis, for a second time, letfilas erev. And what's going to happen? They simply won't come back. The yisbatel tfilas hatzibur legamri. And therefore there won't be a tfilah b'tzibur. Says the Mishnah Berurah, phenomenal chiddush. Hekilu ha'achrayim. The achrayim are mekel again because we have no choice because they will otherwise not be tefillah b'tzibur. Shemuta lehispalel arvis samuch lemincha. You can daven Maariv in close proximity to mincha, meaning you daven the mincha after plug. You daven mincha after 4:45, for argument's sake, at 5 o'clock. So what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Oh, I can never allow somebody to daven Maariv on that very same day before 6 o'clock. But if you bang on the bima and you announce, Moirai v'raboisai, Maariv will be at 6. And there will be this collective groan. Oh no, I can't go home and then be expected to come back again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, fine, you can daven Maariv now. So you can daven Mincha at 5 o'clock and Maariv immediately afterwards at 5:15.
That really applies to Erev Shabbos as well, yeah?
That technically applies in Erev Shabbos, but not practically. Because even though we didn't yet answer Moshe Zelig's question, but even those people who make early Shabbos in a well-run shul, they will always be makvid to daven mincha before plug and Maariv after plug. So at least there won't be a tarita de sasri on the same day. Moshe Zelig's question is still alive and well, because you're still doing a tarita de sasri over the course of two different days, and that's also not allowed. So why should Shabbos be different? That we still have to address. But at least everybody should be makbid. And that's why in any early minyan, whenever you have a shul that has an early Shabbos minyan, the gabbai and the rav will always take responsibility to ensure that mincha is before plug and maariv is immediately after plug. So at least you should not run into tarita de sasri issues on the same day.
There's a lot of places, and probably, I don't think here in Eretz Yisrael, but Chutz La'aretz, especially when it comes to early Shabbos, they take a standard time. In other words, they're going to make Mincha 7 o'clock, even though ultimately plug was probably maybe quarter to 7.
Which means so they're doing a time to the disaster on the same day.
Yes.
Right, okay. So we seem to be leading to a direction. For some reason, when it comes to Shabbos, things are different. Okay, so let's put that aside. Let's concentrate for the moment on the weekday halachas, and then Be'ezras Hashem, we'll try and work out what's going on with us early Shabbos. So let's sum up for the moment, if anybody's writing these down, very, very, very important to get these halachas clear. In summary, what emerges from the Shulchan Aruch is as follows. Halacha number one, you may choose to go with the Rabbi Onan or Rabbi Yehuda. If you go with Rabbi Onan, you can daven late Mincha, but then you daven late Maariv. If you go with Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven early Mincha and early Maariv. That was halacha number one. Halacha number two was, do not do a tarity de sasri, and as the Mishnah Berurah explained, not only on the same day, but even over the course of two different days. You pick your opinion and you stick with that forever. So you cannot daven Maariv early on one day and Mincha late on another day. That's a tarita de sasri. Halacha number three is that b'di'eved, at least, if you did daven Maariv early, that would be okay. And presumably in light of the Mishnah Berurah we learned, that's only providing that there wasn't a tarita de sasri on that same day. Halacha number four was that under extenuating circumstances, what we call a shas adchak, the halacha is that you can go even lechatchila and do a late mincha and an early maariv. But the Mishnah Berurah added, that's only if
same day.
You don't do tarita de sasri on the same day. So if I generally daven mincha late, I can today daven maariv early, but then I've got to make sure that I daven mincha early as well. The final halacha, number 5 or 6, wherever we're up to, the Mishnah Berurah said, is that if we're worried that the minyan will be disbanded and people will not reconvene again, why? Because it's a tircha, then we can even allow a late mincha and an early Maariv on the very same day, albeit that we are running the classic Tarati Desastri on the very same day. So again, this is a great quiz question. A great quiz question you can ask your family. How can it be you're allowed to do a Tarati Desastri on the same day? Mincha after plug, Maariv before the Shkia. The answer is, if the situation is such that you will not be able to reconvene the minyan, once again for Maariv, people are at the moment in shul after plug and they won't come back after nightfall, says the Mishnah Berurah, it's better to daven now. It goes without saying, the Mishnah Berurah didn't even point it out for us, that even in cases where you're allowed to daven Maariv before nightfall, obviously, come nightfall, you've got to say Kriya Shema again. Everything we've discussed, we saw this in Tosfos, is all with regard to Tfila, which is Derabbanan. But with regard to Kriya Shema, which is Da'iraisa, you cannot say Kriya Shema before nightfall, which is whatever we decide and whatever we come up with regard to our early Shabbos discussion. But one always has to be makbid. If you do make early Shabbos, when you come home after your meal, following nightfall, you must say Kriya Shema. By the way, this has relevance to the period that we're in now as well, because it has ramifications for Sfiras HaOmer. Now, the truth is, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Why is it a bit of a chiddush? Because the Mishnah Berurah actually paskens, there is a very, very big discussion. I don't want to launch into the whole thing now. It's not really our discussion. But we maintain, la halacha, that nowadays, Sfiras HaOmer is only a mitzvah derabbanan. Because we don't have the Korban Omer. Where is the pasuk of the Korban Omer written? In this week's parasha, Parashas Emor. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch says that technically speaking, you don't actually have to wait for nightfall. You can actually wait for Shkia Bein HaShmoshes, and that would suffice. Nonetheless, the Mishnah Berurah in a couple of places points out that one should still l'chatchila wait until Tzeis HaKoychavim. So even though technically if you did count Bein HaShmoshes, you're okay, but l'chatchila you should wait until Tzeis HaKoychavim, which means that on Friday night, if you're an early Shabbos maker, you must remember after the meal not to forget to say Kriya Shema and also Sfira Sa'ayim. Which one should you do first, by the way? Right. So there's two reasons to do Kriya Shema first. Firstly, Todir v'she'enoi Todir, Todir Koidem. Secondly, Kriya Shema is a Da'iraisa, and as we just mentioned, Sfira Sa'ayimah, at least nowadays, is only a Darabonah.
A question. If you find yourself in one of these minyanim where it's going to be a tircha to get everyone back from Maariv, do you have an achrayus to stay with that minyan if it's not a tircha for you to go to a later Maariv?
If the minyan will be disbanded if you leave them, yes. That means, if the minyan will be disbanded, but there's 10 people without you, so tell them they can make a minyan now, even though it's tarat d'sasri, and you personally will sort yourself out. You'll find a later minyan elsewhere. But if you are that 10th man and the minyan's going to be disbanded, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is telling us, better you should daven now, because at least then you will get tefillah b'tzibur. Okay, I think we should clock out, and then we'll clock back in, and we'll try and finish the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that was all the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Now, the Ramah does not disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. He just describes a different minhag. Because in Europe, as we pointed out last time, because nightfall is very late, so there the custom was the opposite. There, basically, the custom was, unlike in Eretz Yisrael, where they went with the Rabbonon, the Ramah describes that in Europe they went with Rabbi Yehuda. So look in the Ramah, and then we'll see the Mishnah. Says the Ramah, Uladidan, for us here in Europe, in Medinois Elu, in these countries, Shanoyagin lehispalel arvis, we plug amimcha. Here to the contrary, we do early Mariv on a regular basis. If that's the case, says the Ramah, Ein loy lehispalel mincha acharkach. So therefore, but however, you should not dava mincha after that time, meaning after plug. But again, ubidievet oy b'shas atchak yotza. You would be yotza, just as the Shulchan Aruch pointed out, im mispalel mincha ad halayla, which means da'ainu ad atzeisak lichovim, which we'll soon see doesn't mean that, it means until ben hashmoshes. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot Yud Beis. So it's very important that we do not make a mistake over here. There is no machloikas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. Everybody agrees to all the main principles. You cannot do a Tarti de Sasri. B'dieved, it's okay. B'shas Adchak, it's okay. The only question is, what was the custom? In Eretz Yisrael, in the area of the Shulchan Aruch, the custom was to daven late Mincha, in which case you have to daven late Maariv. In the area of the Ramah, to the contrary, they daven late, they daven early Maariv, which is fine, but then you have to daven early Mincha in turn. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Beis, you cannot daven Mincha Akach. What does it mean you can't daven Mincha Akach? Rotza Loima again, Afilu B'yoim Acher. So this is now the second time that the Mishnah Berurah has pointed out that Tarati de Sasri is prohibited even over the course of two different days. Afilu b'yoyim acher loy yispalel mincha. Do not daven mincha, acha plag. Why should you not daven after plaga mincha? Given the Tomid, seeing as regularly machzik oisei zman, he maintains that time to be what? Lezman, tfilaso erev. Afilu im bedaitoi ba'oisei hayoim. Even if his plan on that particular day is lehispalel mariv achar tzeisak yichovim, even if it happens to be that today in Europe I am planning davening mariv after tzeisak yichovim, but you still cannot lechatchila daven mincha after plaga mincha, why not? Because in Europe, we regularly maintain, but after plaga mincha, we have switched over to Maariv time. Therefore, you cannot daven mincha at Maariv time. Even if tonight I'm actually davening Maariv at 11 o'clock at night, it doesn't matter. Following plag, that's already Maariv time, and therefore you cannot then daven mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, but if it is a shas adchak, rotza loima, tekiven shehu shas adchak, seeing as we are talking about extenuating circumstances, muta loy, even lechatchila, you would be allowed to even lechatchila go and daven, lespalel mincha, b'sho'o, at that time, shenoyeg ad hayoim lespalel mariv. At the time that you normally daven Maariv, what does that mean, you normally daven Maariv? Because it's following plaga mincha, you're allowed today to daven after that time. V'kvakosavti b'sif koten yud aleph. I have already pointed out to you in sif koten yud aleph, t'yesh loy lihizoer sheloy lihispalel oz Maariv. But don't daven Maariv then, because then you're going to have a tarot to the Sasri on the same day. Rak achat seisak lichavim, im loy, unless, shehu betzibur, unless he's with a minion, v'yeh toirach, lekab tzom sheinis, k'sheyelchu kolechot lebeisoy, So again, the Mishnah Berurah is just really repeating everything he said. An explanation of the Shulchan Aruch is true also, Badas HaMishnah Berurah. Excuse me a second, I'm just writing a note to it. Okay. Tired to the South Street, but I say you're in. Right. Okay, one more Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah on those last words that B'Shas Hadchak you're allowed to daven Mincha late. Remember, again, the Ramah is talking about in Europe where people generally davened early Maariv, which means that they considered Plag HaMincha to be Maariv time. So can you daven Mincha after Plag? The answer is, under ordinary circumstances, absolutely not. B'dieved or B'shas HaDchak, then yes. What does that mean, then yes? Under extenuating circumstances, you'd be allowed to daven Mincha after the Plag all the way up to when? So the Lashon of the Ramah is until Tzeis HaKoychovim. Those are the very last two words of the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah immediately points out that's obviously Lav Dafka. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan, Yud, Dalud. Tahayinu Atzei Sakoichovim, Lav Dafka. That, technically speaking, is not correct. The Erech Reva Shor, as we've already said, because approximately a quarter of an hour Koidem Tzei Sakoichovim, a quarter of an hour before Tzeis HaKoychovim, Bevadei Bein HaShmoshois Hu. That's definitely considered Bein HaShmoshois L'Kula Alma. Ve'ein Lehispalel Bo'Oisei Zman. Therefore, you cannot daven in that time. So when the Ramah says you can daven Mincha all the way up to Tzeis HaKoychovim, that can't be accurate. Elo Rotzoloima. Obviously, what he means to say is Samuch Lazer. Close to that time, but not actually all the way up to that time. V'chein Yisa B'darkei Moshe. Now, Tada. You have to know the following, says the Mishnah Berurah. We're in Sivkotan, Yud, Dalet. Tada, you must know. Da'av Shaha Mechaber. Both the Mechaber, which means the Shulchan Aruch. V'haramo, Mashma. Deladidom de noyagim le spalel mariv achar tzei sakichovim. The Loshon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both seem to be mashma that if you daven mariv after tzei sakichovim, so you have your mariv in the groshul at 8:15 at night, okay. Or in the summer I think they push it off to about 8:20. Then it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, Muta lespalel mincha afilu achar shkia ad samuch letzeis hakoychovim. The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both implied, that's what the Ramah just used. The Ramah just used the words, tzeis hakoychovim. So let's talk about today. If I'm not mistaken, today Shkia is approximately 25 minutes past 7. A quarter of an hour after that, plus minus, is 7:40. So, if you daven late Maariv, which is the minig in Eretz Yisrael, it means that you'll be particular only to daven Maariv after 7:40. Only after 7:40. That means you're going with the opinion of the Rabbonon. Fine. So you can daven Mincha, even Chatzchila, after the Plag HaMincha. Until when? All the way up to 7:40 or only up to 7:25? So the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch was until Tzeis HaKichavim, says the Mishra Brura, but you must know, Yesh Poiskim, Rabin, there are many halachic authorities, Shecholkim Bozeh, who disagree, Vedaitom, and they maintain, Shetfilas HaMincha Hurak, Koidem Shkias HaChamo, very, very famous and important halacha. One can only daven mincha until Shkia, which means today, until 7:25. Olachein, lachatchila, sorich, kol odom, lizoher. Therefore, every person has to be very particular, lehispalo, koidem Shkia HaChamo. What does that mean? Koidem Shkia HaChamo, dahainu, sheyigmoir tfilosoi. Remember, we discussed this when we were learning the halachas of Shachris. When we talk about until the Shkia, we mean that you have to finish davening by then, not start davening by then. Ba'oid, you have to finish your tefillah. Ba'oid shaloi niskase Hashemesh me'einenu. You have to finish your davening before the sun has dipped from our eyes. So you look at the calendar, and if it says that the Shkia today is at 7:25, so you don't begin davening mincha at 7:24. You give yourself enough time. If it takes you 5 minutes to daven, then the latest you should ever daven is at 7:20. Not only that, now here comes a world-famous chiddush of the Mishnah Brura, very widely quoted. Umutav, it is better, lispalel, bizmano, biyechidos. It is better to daven at the correct time, even by yourself, milehispalel achar kach betzibur, better than davening after the correct time betzibur. Which means, if you find yourself in an area where the only minion, they're schleppers, and they wait till the last moment, and they daven mamishat shkio, maybe even afterwards, don't join them, says the Mishnah Brura. Better to daven biyachidus before the Shkia, and as we just pointed out, meaning you have to finish your Shmoyne Esra before the Shkia.
Is this famous Bizmana quote only for Mincha, or is it for all Zmanim of all Tfilas?
For all Zmanim. Ubidyeved, however, bidyeved, yochay lismoy chaldas hamakilim, lehispalel achashkia. What does it mean, bidyeved? Whatever, you overslept, or you miscalculated the time, or your watch stopped, and before you know it, it's shkia. Are you allowed to daven mincha afterwards? Says Mishmur, bidyeved, you can daven even afterwards. Ad revasha koidem tzeis hakichavim. He only gives you until revasha koidem tzeis hakichavim. As we said before, there is a discussion when Bein Hashmoshes is, but the Mishnah Brura is not allowing you, even b'di'eved, to daven after 7:25. It's a very, very important halacha. You look at your clock, and by the way, this is particularly negeir in the period that we're in now at the moment. If there are those who are davening at home, so one could easily perhaps miss the normal mincha time. You look at your watch, horror of horrors, before you know it, it's 7:30 in the evening. What should you do? According to the Mishnah Brura, nothing. You'll have to do 2 ma'arivs tashlumin. Even though it's shkia, and the Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that you can still daven mincha then, but many, many, many poskim say absolutely not. And once you get to Bein Hashmoshes, you've missed the time. Says the Mishnah Brura in parenthesis, ach, kol ma sheyochoy lahakdim, the earlier you can do it, mchuyev lahakdim, kidei shelo yikones, besofik Bein Hashmoshes. in order you should not arrive in a suffix. So in other words, don't wait till the last moment. But if you kvar niru kachovin, but if you actually see stars in the sky, well, then you can be rest assured, even if you don't have a watch on you, you've missed the boat. Kvar obar zman mincha bevadai dezehu simen laila.
Falling asleep is not a shastra.
No. Let's just finish off the Mishnah Berurah. Ach kol zeh b'di'evet. Even that's b'di'evet to wait till the last moment. B'shas hatcha godl. Aval lachatchila b'vadai ein l'achar zman ha-mincha ad ha-shkia. But obviously do not try and have a mincha after the shkia. V'kol shekein sheyesh li zoir ma'oid. You should even be more careful. Shaloi la'achir ad tzomach l'tzeis ha-kechavim. V'kva omru chazal. Chazal have already said very sharply, the Ma'arova in the west, which means in Eretz Yisrael, Laiti, which means cursed. There is a curse, Aman de Matzli, anybody who davens, im dimdume chamo, as the sun is setting, Dilma mitra fele shaita, because the time could pass. In other words, if you're a lazy bones, and you always rely on the last moment and you daven as the sun is setting, then chas v'shalom one could be subject to this curse of the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Don't wait until the last moment.
Is it fair to say, or is it correct to say that there are 23 hours and 45 minutes during the day in which we can daven, but there's a 15-minute period in which it's absolutely prohibited?
Yeah, but there's more. There's also the half an hour from Chatzos till 12:30.
Ah, right.
Which again is because of a suffix.
Right.
It means essentially tefillah is 24/7. Because essentially mincha begins straight after Chatzos. It's just that we don't exactly know when Chatzos is. Essentially Mariv is straight after Shkia or at nightfall. It's just that we don't know when nightfall is. So practically, there's half an hour after Chatzos. And quarter now after Shkia, where you do not daven.
But
under any circumstances.
But did we not learn a bidyevid? You could daven from 12 to 12:30, but there's
correct.
No bidyevid for Bein Hashmoses.
Yes, if somebody did daven Bein Hashmoses, you'd not have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah just says. But I don't let you do so lachatchila. But if after the event you did daven mincha bein hashmoshes, you will not have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei.
Does that mean that you're yotzei, or can
yes.
you have can you not be yotzei?
No. You're yotzei b'di'evet.
Okay.
Because you davened in the makom safek, okay. Definitely you should not do so lachatchila.
Okay.
B'di'evet, you would be yotzei.
Okay. Wow.
You look at the Bi'ur Halacha. Bi'ur Halacha discusses this shaila. Look at the Bi'ur Halacha. The Ha'inu Atzei Sakri Chavim. Ayin b'Mishnah Berurah says the Bi'ur Halacha. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. That which I wrote, Mashe Kosavti Diyesh Li Zoyer Lechatchila Shaloi La'acha Mincha Acha Hashkia Ach B'Dieved Yochai Lismoich Al Divrei HaMakilim B'Zeh. So he brings in the name of the Seder Zmanim that if you are davening after Shkia, which you should not do, then you should make a tanai. I don't know after Shkia, is it day or is it night? So I better make a tanai. If it's day, it's okay. And if it's not, then it should be Mariv. Now what am I going to do after Tzeis HaKichovim? Obviously I'm going to daven again. So then I say, well, if my first tefillah was... a valid tefillah. Second. Imu adayin yoyim yenechshet tefillos mincha v'atfilin shvarachakas. Right. So he'll daven during his Bein Hashmoshes, and then again after Tzeis HaKichovim. So he'll say, if this is a good mincha, then this is a good mincha, and the second tefillah will be Mariv. If this is not a good mincha, and this is a Mariv, then my second tefillah will be Tashlumin, for mincha that I missed out. But all of these are shailas that we should hopefully not be running into. You see how particular the Mishnah Berurah is not to run into sfeikus. Okay, we have to hold it over here. Be'ezras Hashem next time, which will be on Tuesday morning. Not tomorrow, it will be on Tuesday morning. We will try Be'ezras Hashem to address the early Shabbos question briefly, and then we'll go back into the Gemara at the bottom of Chof Zayin Amud Aleph and into the next sugya Be'ezras Hashem.
May I ask the Rav before we leave just one question about Erev Shabbos? If you bring in early Shabbos, then do you not have to say Kiddush before Tzeis?
You should lechatchila be saying Kiddush before Tzeis. Lechatchila even before the Shkia, the Mishugura, but the Eved is Meiko. But lechatchila, yes.
Okay. 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 Yishkoyach.
All the best, everybody.
We'll hope to see everybody tomorrow night for the Tefillah Vod. Okay. All the best.
Too.
Bye. Thank you all.